Think before you pack. We certainly never planned for the weekend to go that way. It started out innocently enough, my friend Jess and I cheering on the USU hockey team while trying to figure out what we were going to do later that night. As I eagerly followed the game, Jess stepped out to take a phone call. When she returned and informed me that she didn't have work that weekend, the possibilities for our adventure immediately opened up. We decided that the next day we'd make a quick trip to Wyoming to see her friend's band perform. This, of course, would entail an early morning wake-up call, which I was none too excited about. But I'd never been to Wyoming, so I figured, hey, why not? I'll tell you why not. There is no possible way to take a quick trip to Wyoming. Both Jess and her friend lied when they told me the drive from Logan to Laramie would take about 3.5 hours. I found this out later after Jess and I had, in a moment of mental lapse, decided to head out of town in the dead of night rather than waiting for the next morning. No sooner had we made this decision than we began to pack furiously, grabbing every item in reach, with exclamations of, "Oh, can I borrow your shirt?" and "Do you think I should bring these shoes?" eliciting such responses as, "Of course," and "Just bring all your shoes." We were speeding toward Logan Canyon by 4:15 a.m., having only decided to leave town approximately 20 minutes earlier. By daylight, I was starting to realize what a terrible idea the trip had been from the start. Jess had fallen asleep in the passenger seat after instructing me to stay on the same road until I saw signs for Laramie, and I was rapidly approaching the dreaded 24-hour mark of being awake. I began to wonder if there were any toothpicks in my car with which I could prop my eyes open. A total of 6 hours, 2 Red Bulls, and 1 unexpected snowstorm since leaving Logan, Jess was giving me the final instructions for getting to her friend's house. We were 0.5 mile from the desired freeway exit when my poor Mini Cooper hit an unseen patch of ice and was sent careening across 2 lanes of traffic. This was it. Death was imminent. We had made it across the state line, through the maze of stranded semi-trucks, and now, 500 feet from the exit that promised us sleep, food, and a hell of a good time, we were going to lose our lives. Miraculously, the car gained traction right before we would have slid off the road and into the guardrail, making the exit just in time. We pulled into her friend's driveway, opened the car doors, and sank our flip-flopped feet into 9 inches of fresh powder, each of us silently thanking God for allowing us to live another day. It wasn't until I went to shower that I realized what my biggest mistake had been. In the rush of packing to get out of Logan, I had grabbed 7 pairs of jeans and 5 pairs of high heels, while forgetting to pack a toothbrush, a jacket, or even 1 pair of remotely sensible shoes. So the next time you decide to go on an impromptu road trip, I urge you to think before you pack. This is Anna Armas.